How much equipment is taking it too far? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuaid with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, our question comes from Graham. And Graham asks, do you think shooting aids such as game changer bags, large pillows, and supporting yourself with a tripod is taking it too far in PRS? Well, Graham, this is an argument that has been ongoing for several years now. Now, in PRS, equipment is not limited. Now, match directors, I believe, can still make some limitations on equipment on various different stages. But overall, what I've seen is it's really, whatever you brought, you can run. I have two different minds of this. In the open class, I feel things should be open. That's the place that we test new gear, that we come up with new products, new accessories, and it's where we push precision rifle shooting forward and kind of to the edge. Now, I do realize that sometimes an accessory can remove some skill from a stage. Now, for instance, let's talk about a stage like, say you have just a post, just a regular old post sticking out of the ground, and the shooter is required to shoot with the rifle in contact with that post. If you make that stage and require that shooter to shoot with no other support gear, just the rifle and the post, it's going to be fairly difficult if you have a long-range target and you have a smaller diameter target. It's going to require quite a bit to get up there. It's going to require physical strength to hold the rifle against the post or to center the rifle on top of the post. It's going to require quite a bit of control over your body to minimize that wobble area and get off an accurate shot. You're going to have to work on your breathing, your heart rate, all that fun stuff as well. Now, if you take that same stage and you take a sling and you wrap a sling around the post so that the front of the rifle is supported on that post, and then you take a tripod and you throw something like a game changer bag on the top of the tripod and use that to support the buttstock of the rifle, now you can get almost bench rest stability for that long range shot, and it is obviously going to make that shot a whole lot easier. Now, there are ways to mitigate that. You can say, okay, we're going to set a very minimal time limit, which would prevent setting up that gear. But even then, the guys that are experienced and have trained with their gear know the shortcuts. Like, instead of having to have the tripod set up for the exact correct height, you just go up and you pin the buttstock against one of the legs of the tripod, and you get your elevation that way, just holding the buttstock in your hand and against the tripod. There are all kinds of little tips and tricks and things that you find to get the most accuracy out of your rifle, and that's really what it's about. All this gear doesn't actually make the rifle more accurate, but it gives you the ability to hold the rifle more stable to get the most accuracy out of the rifle. So now, again, in open division, I really think that we need to be able to continue to have the freedom to use whatever you want. I do think there needs to be a caveat on that, and I think you need to be able to actually carry that equipment with you, because otherwise we're going to start getting to the point where somebody throws a shooting table on a stroller or a cart and hauls it around and gets all this stuff out. I think that starts to push it too far. But if you can carry it on your body, throw it in your pack, drag it along, then okay. I think that when you start the stage, you need to obviously start with all gear in hand. You can't set everything up and then stand back and go, okay, I'm just going to run up there and bolt up around and pull the trigger. That's kind of where I'm at on that. Now, when we go down to, for instance, tactical division, I would like to see tactical or production division limit the gear that you can use. Now, I'm kind of on the fence on it on tactical division because some of the equipment that we use here, for instance, game changer bags and pump pillows, have made their way from competition into the field for actual professional snipers. Game Changer bags are, Game Changer bags. This is the Game Changer right here. Game Changer bags are not that heavy. They make very lightweight versions of them. They're very easy to stuff in your pack or to clip on the side of your pack. And it makes it very easy to shoot off of a very wide range of obstacles and get a really stable platform. So this is really critical for a law enforcement sniper or a military sniper that really doesn't know what they're going to encounter out in the field and have to make the best out of whatever shooting position they have at the time. Things like the pump pillow here from WeBad is a very lightweight setup. It's really not that compact, but it's very easy to just snap it on the outside of your pack. I've got a set of gloves that are attached to it right now. But I've got a lightweight carabiner that I just snap on the outside of my pack, and the thing just bounces around out there, and it's really not that big of a deal. I don't really notice it's there until it starts really swinging around and doing stupid stuff. But if you're using a larger sustained pack, you can jam this thing inside. And again, you've got it. It really helps out to fill those gaps in a shooting position. So if you're in a spot where you can just support the fore end of the rifle on a barricade, you can use one of these guys to support the rear of the rifle and make a much more stable situation. The last bag I have here, this is a Coltac cuddle bag. It's kind of like an oversized pump pillow. It has a strap on the side of it, which I'll very often just strap across my body so I can spin it and throw it wherever I need. It has arm straps as well, so you can thread your arm in or you can thread it over the top of the rifle and use it to support the rifle if the stage allows for that. I find that I don't use it quite as often as I use the pump pillow just due to its size, but there are quite a few stages where I find this to be very useful. And if I really don't know what I'm going to encounter, a lot of times I will take the cuddle bag because it weighs almost the same as the pump pillow. In fact, now that I'm holding the two of them, I can't tell a whole lot of difference between the two because the size is just taken up by the fill inside of it. So it's not that big of a deal to carry around, and very often if it's just slightly oversized, that is not as big a problem as if the bag is too small. And if we start getting into higher obstacles, having a little bit larger bag can help out greatly. And with this thing, you can still shoot prone with it if you've got the rifle laced through it and the rifle sinks down into the bag. So it gives you a lot of options. On the opposite side of it, the Game Changer bag, I've used this as a rear bag. You just set your bipod up a little bit higher and allows you to take one bag and do the job. Now, one of the really interesting things is I've been shooting a lot of National Rifle League 22 competitions, and in NRL, they only allow you one bag. You don't get any of this other support equipment. You get one bag the size of a volleyball or smaller. So generally, it's going to be the pump pillow or the, I use the pint-sized Game Changer. And that's really what I use the most. I end up getting that thing out at the beginning of the match, and often I don't find the need to switch to any other bag because that pint-sized Game Changer is perfect for a rear bag, and a lot of the NRL 22 obstacles allow you to really set that bag however you want to best stabilize the rifle. Now, when we get into tripods, my tripod ends up supporting my optics for spotting most of the time. But there are a lot of situations where the tripod stabilizes the rifle other than the way you would typically think about it with the rifle mounted on top. I mentioned before being able to flip the tripod out, set it kind of high, and then just use one of the legs to help you stabilize the back of the rifle while the front is on a barricade. Additionally, with stuff like the Really Right Stuff spec rails and Arca rails, coming into vogue on the rifles, I can very quickly snap the rifle into this, and if I have set it at the correct guess on the height, then I can get a really stable shooting platform. We have a Henderson Precision optics platform on top of this guy, so it allows me to run a laser rangefinder and a spotter at the same time for various instances where I need to laze targets and spot. But taking a platform like this, and then you can take a game changer, flip it over the other way, and either you can strap it on with the straps or just sit it on top and get the rifle in. It gives you a really quick, easily maneuverable platform to get the rifle on target, and it's very, very stable. With the Really Right Stuff tripod here, this is a carbon fiber tripod. It is a rather Gucci item. It's a little bit expensive, but they are very durable and they work really well. They're fairly lightweight, so strapping it to your pack is not that big of a deal. And if I don't know what I'm going to encounter again at a PRS or PRS style match, then I will carry this guy around with a spotter on it, especially if I'm shooting with Sarah. Then that allows me to step off to the side and spot for her while she's up. And then if I find a situation where I need the tripod for shooting stage, then I have it. So tripod's a really good thing to have, even if you don't actually intend to shoot with it. Being able to have it to support a spotting scope, being able to watch other shooters shoot, watch how they're doing in the wind, watch what the wind is doing downrange. A spotting scope is just a really great thing. There are some stages that I've shot where they're blind stages, where they don't want you on glass before you going up and shot because they have surprises waiting for you downrange, or the targets are partially obscured or that, and part of the difficulty of the stage is locating the target, identifying them, and then engaging them. So being on glass beforehand can cause a problem for that. But overall, spotting will very often make you a better shooter because it's kind of a free learning. You get to watch what bullets are doing downrange. If you understand how to adjust your scope to watch trace, then you can watch the bullet as it arcs downrange and impacts the target. You can watch what the wind's doing. You can watch how the wind blows the splash from the bullet. So you really can learn a ton from spotting. So again, tripod and spotting scope is a great thing to have. Now, circling back around to the whole tactical and production. Tactical, I'm on the fence again on if gear should be limited to one or two items. For production, I really kind of would like to see gear limited in production because the whole idea with production class is to get shooters in with a more entry-level cost. And really, when you start totaling up these bags and this tripod and that is a lot of extra money. And it's not so much the fact that buying it is cost prohibitive as I'm worried about scaring off shooters that think they have to have all this to get in and start shooting production class. So I kind of would like to see the gear limited in production class. I just looked over the 2019 PRS rules before I rolled this video, and I don't see anything prohibiting any equipment in production class. Now, individual match directors may limit it on stages or what have you, but I don't believe it's limited overhand. Now, I am talking about this without having shot any PRS matches for the 2019 year. I've shot Guardian matches, I've shot local matches. I have not shot any PRS actually sanctioned match this year, so I'm getting a little bit out of touch about what individual match directors are doing at their matches. So if you have been to any PRS matches where the match directors were limiting gear, please comment down in the section below. I'd love to hear what match and how they were going about limiting the equipment. Now, there is the absolute opposite end of the spectrum that I believe gets a bit silly. I have shot at matches before that prohibited all gear to include a sling. The only thing you were allowed was a bipod. That takes it a little bit too far. When we're limiting gear only to a bipod and we remove what is one of the oldest shooting aids, the sling, now we're getting a little bit silly. Now, it's not unfair because as long as all competitors have to abide by the same rules, then, you know, it's a level playing field. But at a minimum, a match needs to allow bipod, rear bag, and sling. A bipod, a rear bag, and a sling is what military snipers have been using for a very long time now. when I was in service and I was carrying the M40A1, our M40A1s had slings on them. We used sand socks. We didn't have bipods. We used our packs or our deuce gear to lay out in front of us and set the rifle across that to get the rifle stable. But limiting slings and saying you can't shoot with a sling is really kind of silly. So be careful of swinging the needle all the way to the opposite side of things. But that's kind of the way I feel about it. Now, as always, I really want to hear how you guys feel about it. Do you think PRS is going over the top on gear? Do you think gear restrictions need to come in open class or in tactical class or in production class? Or do you think it all should still be sky's the limit, haul a cart, bring whatever you want to bring? I really want to hear what you guys have to think. So put a comment in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. And that's going to do it for this Mail Call Mondays. We have, this last week, published our review on the Caldwell XLA 6-9-inch bipod, so make sure you check that review out. We are going to be doing some more bipod reviews. We have the Magpul bipod, and we also have the B&T Industries Cal bipod that we will be reviewing really soon. And we've got a couple of other firearms accessories and even some handgun stuff that is coming up that I'm working hard to push out. So if you guys want to know when we release new content, make sure you click that subscribe button down below and hit the little bell next to it so that you're notified whenever we release new videos. If you like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, get out and shoot.